listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read you from Jude chapter 1. There is only one chapter in the book of Jude. And I want to talk to you about the letter that didn't want to be written. Here it is, Jude verse 3, where we read, "Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints." Jude intended to write a letter to early Christians about our common salvation. But something happened, and Jude found it necessary to write a letter that didn't want to be written. He was willing to change his plan because the Holy Spirit prompted him to do something different. The letter concerned our common salvation. Salvation is not common in the sense that it's cheap or that everyone has it. It's common in the sense that we are saved in community. God doesn't have one way for the rich and another way for the poor, or one way for the good and another way for the bad. We all come to God the same way, in common. We are part of an invisible, mighty army going back through generations, standing shoulder to shoulder with millions of Christians who have gone before. Being in Christ means that we're part of a big family, one that crosses denominational lines. Therefore, we contend earnestly for the faith, as Jude wrote about, because it's valuable. If you walk into an art gallery and there's no guards and no security system, you can draw one conclusion. There's nothing very valuable in that art gallery. Valuables are protected. Worthless things are not. So we must each contend earnestly for the faith. This is something that Jude wanted you, the individual Christian, to do. But how can an everyday Christian contend earnestly for the faith? Well, we contend for the faith in a positive sense when we give an unflinching witness, when we distribute tracts, when we make possible the training of faithful ambassadors for Jesus, or when we strengthen the hands of faithful pastors or other Christian workers who are honoring the Word of God in their work. These are just some of the ways that we can contend for the faith in a positive sense. But we also contend for the faith in a negative way when we withhold support and encouragement from those who compromise the faith. When we speak out against the preaching of another gospel, or we speak out against the manner of living that contradicts the message of the gospel. We contend for the faith in a practical sense when we live uncompromising Christian lives, and we give credit to the Lord who changes us. Now, who contends for the faith? Well, missionaries and evangelists do. But so also does the Sunday school teacher who is faithful to the scriptures. So does the woman who gives a godly witness at her workplace. People like this fight for the faith just as much as a frontline missionary. And every one of us should contend for the gospel wherever God has put us. Hopefully, you are among those who contend for the faith. Ask God for the opportunity to do so today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.